in the limelight.
U.S. President Donald Trump's lawlessness around the world and his policy of economic terrorism against the Islamic Republic is exceeding all limits, and if the threats of military aggression materialize, it will lead to dangerous consequences that will badly boomerang on Washington. Stay with us for an article in this regard for Asia Times by investigative Brazilian journalist Pepe Escobar, titled "Attack on Iran Would Be an Attack on Russia." Moscow is proposing a diametrically opposed vision to Washington's sanctions, threats and economic war, one that is drawing it ever closer to Tehran. As a matter of fact, Russia is meticulously advancing in chessboard moves that should be observed in conjunction as Moscow proposes to the Global South an approach diametrically opposed to Washington's erratic policies. Here are three recent examples. In the middle of July, via document officially approved by the United Nations, the Russian Foreign Ministry advanced a new concept of collective security for the Persian Gulf. Moscow stresses that practical work on launching the process of creating a security system in the Persian Gulf should start with bilateral and multilateral consultations between interested parties, including countries both within the region and outside of it, as well as organizations such as the UN Security Council, League of Arab States, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, and Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, PGCC. The next step should be an international conference on security and cooperation in the Persian Gulf, followed by the establishment of a dedicated organization, certainly not something resembling the incompetent Arab League. The Russian initiative should be interpreted as a sort of counterpart of, and mostly a complement to, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, which is finally blossoming as a security, economic, and political body. The inevitable conclusion is that major SCO stakeholders, Russia, China, India, Pakistan, and in the near future, Iran and Turkey, will be major influencers on regional stability. The Pentagon will not be amused. When the commander of the Iranian Navy, Hossein Khanzadi, recently visited St. Petersburg for the celebration of Russia's Navy Day, the General Staff of the Iranian Armed Forces and the Russian Defense Ministry signed an unprecedented memorandum of understanding. Khanzadi was keen to stress the memorandum may be considered a turning point in relations of Tehran and Moscow along the defense trajectory. A direct upshot is that Moscow and Tehran before March 2020 will enact a joint naval exercise in all of places, the Strait of Hormuz. As Khanzadi told the IRNA news agency, the exercise may be held in northern part of the Indian Ocean, which flows into the Gulf of Oman, the Strait of Hormuz, and also the Persian Gulf. The U.S. Navy, which plans a so-called international coalition to ensure freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, something Iran has always historically guaranteed, won't be amused. Neither will Britain, which is pushing for a European-led coalition even as Brexit looms. Khanzadi also noted that Tehran and Moscow are deeply involved in how to strengthen defense cooperation in the Caspian Sea. Joint drills already took place in the Caspian in the past, but not in the Persian Gulf. Russia's Eastern Military District will be part of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and Tartarus exercise in Thailand and China early next month. According to the Eastern Military District, the training is part of preparations for a practical phase of an ASEAN and Tartarus exercise in China. This means, among other things, that Russian troops will be using Chinese military hardware. Exercises include joint tactical groups attempting to free hostages from inside official buildings, search for and disposal of explosives, and indoor and outdoor radiation, chemical and biological reconnaissance. This should be interpreted as a direct interaction between SCO practices and ASEAN, complementing the deepening trade interaction between the Eurasia Economic Union and ASEAN. What Russian National Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev said at the recent meeting, historic trilateral alongside White House National Security Advisor John Bolton and the Zionist regime National Security Council Advisor Meir Ben-Shabbat in Beit al-Muqaddas, should be unthinkable. Iran has always been and remains our ally and partner, which we are consistently developing relations both on a bilateral basis and within multilateral formats. This lays to rest endless, baseless speculation that Moscow is betraying Tehran on multiple fronts, from all-out economic war unleashed by the Donald Trump administration to the resolution of the Syrian tragedy. And that leads to the continuation of the Astana process on Syria. Moscow, Tehran, and Ankara will hold a new trilateral in Nur-Sultan, the Kazakh capital, possibly on the hugely significant date of September 11, according to diplomatic sources. What's really important about this new phase of the Astana process, though, is the establishment of the Syrian Constitutional Committee. This has been agreed way back in January 2018 in Sochi. A committee, including representatives of the government, opposition, and civil society, capable of working out Syria's new constitution, with each group holding one-third of the seats. The only possible viable solution to the tragedy that is Syria's nasty, rolling proxy war will be found by Russia, Iran, and Turkey. That includes the Russia-Iran alliance. And it includes and expands Russia's vision of Persian Gulf security, while hinting at an expanded SCO in Southwest Asia, acting as a pan-Asian peacemaking mechanism and serious counterpart to NATO.